I'm Dan Klefstad. You're listening to Morning Edition. People with criminal records soon could have more luck getting jobs in healthcare. It's already legal if people get a waiver from the Department of Public Health. A new law is intended to speed that process. It was sponsored by State Senator L.G. Sims. He wants people coming out of prison to be able to provide for their families in a legal way.
We want to allow them to be able to commit themselves to a life that is better than the one that got them into the situations that they may be facing.
The law used to allow waivers only after someone had a job offer. Now, as long as a former convict is being helped by a job placement agency or legal aid group, they can seek a waiver before they have an offer. In other news, Illinois job seekers will no longer have to disclose their previous salary. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed into law a measure prohibiting employers from asking. Daisy Contreras has more.
Employers will not be able to use salary history to determine how much to pay a new employee. State Representative Anna Moeller is a Democrat from Elgin. She says low salaries often follow people from job to job, especially women. The new law will help break that cycle.
Half of all households are led by a working mother. When her income is depressed, that translates to lower wages for her children and for her families.
Under the measure, prospective employees can self-disclose a previous wage and negotiate wages. But a final salary can only be determined by skill or seniority. The law takes effect 60 days from now. I'm Daisy Contreras.
Governor Pritzker says allocation of state funds to SIU's Edwardsville and Carbondale campuses should be done on a proportional basis. He said criteria should include student population and building needs. Pritzker made the comment Tuesday as he signed legislation giving the two student trustees on the SIU Board of Trustees voting power. Previously, one student from each campus was elected to serve on the board, with only one student given voting power. Funding of SIU's campuses has been a source of controversy in recent years. Since about 1975, state funds have been allotted on a 64-36% split between Carbondale and Edwardsville. There's been a recent push from some state lawmakers for the Edwardsville campus to receive a greater share, as it equaled and then surpassed the Carbondale campus in enrollment during the last two school years. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Jennifer Fuller. Carbondale's branch of the NAACP will use a grant from the Illinois Secretary of State's office to help boost the census count next year. During the 2010 census, Project Director Carl Flowers says only 76% of people in Southern Illinois completed the census form. He says he doesn't think people realize how important an accurate count is for a rural area.
For every person that is counted, that brings back on average $1,800 per year to that particular area. So think about that. Over 10 years, that's $18,000.
Flowers says they'll use the $130,000 grant to hire outreach workers, a program coordinator, and a communications coordinator, as well as purchase equipment for presentations. Those will begin throughout the region this month. Franklin County is moving forward with plans to build a new courthouse. WSIU's Benji Jeffords has more.
The Franklin County Board is one step closer to their new courthouse. Wednesday, the board interviewed three architect firms to design and build the new courthouse. County Board Chairman Randall Crocker says they discussed credentials, concepts, and the procedure for tearing down the old courthouse and constructing a new one.
The size of it and a lot of it is kind of how they would go about the whole process.
Once the board decides which architect to hire, the next step is moving all the offices across the street to the Campbell Building after it's renovated.
The new courthouse will be open in the spring of 2021. I'm Jennifer Fuller.